Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. You may have heard the saying that AI is moving so fast, the church simply can't keep up. I used to think the same thing, but after looking into the data, I found that claim doesn't quite hold up. In September 2025, a church AI bootcamp in Taipei taught 15 tools over 3 days. The Taipei session alone drew over 800 attendees. The Vatican moved even earlier. It signed an AI ethics declaration 3 full years before ChatGPT launched. Compare that to the printing press, which took 2 or 3 generations before institutions developed any coherent response. By that measure, the church's response this time has been unusually fast. So the real crisis isn't slowness, it's that fast and slow have switched places in ways that shouldn't be ignored. Consider these numbers. Only 12% of pastors trust AI as a source of spiritual growth, yet 24% of them are already using it to write or revise sermons. On the other side, 48% of American adults say they would trust AI for spiritual growth. Congregants are extending spiritual trust to a system that is, in the most basic sense, silent about faith itself, and many of them may not realize that is what they are doing. A Finnish pastor reached for an old word from the monastic tradition, acedia, often translated as sloth, but it doesn't mean laziness, it means moving so quickly that meaning never has time to mature. Liturgical practice in the church works in precisely the opposite direction. It is counterrhythmic. It holds open the space that wisdom and trust need in order to ripen. And that brings me to what I think is the deeper question. Why should the church accept AI setting the pace for it? The one thing the church should be most reluctant to hand over is the authority to determine its own rhythm.